Hello and welcome to the Anfield Rabbit. It's great to have Ryan Adset with me now, Brighton podcaster and writer, to talk, of course, about Alexis McAllister, because it's all we can seem to talk about at the moment. Everyone is in Alexis McAllister land. So first of all, Ryan, thanks for coming on. And as a Brighton fan, is there an acceptance this summer that it is a big period of change and McAllister is one of the names that you thought would move on?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it was always going to happen with the two, obviously, him and Caicedo is always going to be mentioned, wasn't it? I think accepting it at the beginning was hard. I think I had a feeling with McAllister, I sort of, you know, with all of the tweets that was going on around it, I thought, yeah, okay, well, I sort of mentally prepared for my, you know, back in January when he came back from the World Cup. But with Caicedo, I'm still not quite ready. So I think that one's going to hit a little bit harder. Whereas with Alexis, yeah, he's been a great servant, you know. He's been, you know, for everything he's had, and, you know, he's came as this kid from Argentina, and all of a sudden he's a World Cup winner and everybody wants him. And only before December, no one was even talking about him, you know. So I think that the amount it's changed and how humble he's been with it is commendable. So I think we can accept it.
As a Brighton fan, is that nice for you that people are taking notice of him? Because before the World Cup, you've probably all been watching him being like, we know how good this guy is. And then everyone sees him, he's a World Cup winner. And of course, everyone takes notice. Is it proud or is it more annoying?
It's a mixture. I think, yeah, it's proud at the beginning when he went to the World Cup and performed like he did. I thought he was genuinely one of the best players for Argentina at the World Cup. But you know, since it, I don't even think, and this isn't me being salty, I genuinely don't think he's had his best season since the World Cup. And I think it's quite funny how all of a sudden now everyone's talking about him. Whereas in the first sort of half of the season, I would have said he was probably our player of the season. And then after the World Cup, I'd say, I don't know, not that much of a drop off, because I don't think he's been bad by any stretch. He's still a great player. But when I look at sort of Caicedo and how important he's been for us, it's a bit weird to say, you know, it's all down to Alexis and this is how he's changed. I think it's just simple, isn't it, really, with fans in football, and you see someone doing it on the big stage, all of a sudden it's time to start taking notice.